Hello and welcome to Earth's Mightiest Weirdos. Let's get that off of our screen. Hello, everybody. How are you doing tonight? Let's start in the top. Mark Valentine, how are you doing this evening?
Feeling just ducky, my friend. Just ducky.
Dwayne, how are you?
I'm doing great. Living the dream, man.
That famous, famous popcorn bucket there in the corner of your screen. Look at that. Mike Ruby off of Babu's Frickin' Podcast. Mike, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing awesome. Excited to be here.
That rounds out Team Diz Life, Team Discord, the Marvel New Avengers Discord community. Kevin, how are you tonight? The Funko King.
Doing good. Glad to be here. Ready to play.
Fresh off of his World Series championship, not Georgia Bulldogs national championship, because he is, after all, a Tennessee Volunteers fan. Jim Scroggs, how are you doing tonight?
Thanks for having me, Brian. Doing absolutely fantastic.
Happy to have you. And Anthony, fresh off of going back to work from paternity leave. Anthony, how is that work life?
It's not great.
just like the rest of us. Okay, well, no world according to Jax tonight. I apologize to disappoint, but I don't have anything to really discuss with him. We do know that we are going to get a Moon Knight trailer tonight at some point in time. We hope that they wait until halftime like they usually do with the Star Wars trailers, but lo and behold, we may get a Moon Knight trailer that drops during this show. But thank you so much for tuning in with us. And then it's corporate synergy. I don't know how Marvel Studios didn't think about Earth's Mightiest Weirdos happening during this ESPN football broadcast. I don't understand it whatsoever.
How rude.
That's right. Would have been the perfect platform.
Yeah.
Blame Hulu, since they're the one that tweeted it first. That's what it was. It's Hulu. It's not Disney. It's Hulu.
Yeah, Hulu did screw that up. The rumor was that it was going to drop during the Super Bowl, and then, like, not 2 hours later, hey, it's Monday night. Oh, okay, cool.
I feel that one, though, will still be – that one might be here's a 2022 Disney Plus, kind of like what we got last year. I feel like
the Super Bowl one?
Yeah, that's what the Super Bowl one I think will be. Yeah. It'll be 30 seconds of, like,
Moon Knight, clips of everything. And Ms. Marvel, yeah.
So maybe even Secret Invasion again, you know, kind of like the Disney Plus Day thing at the end, just again with all the newer stuff.
If the rumors are to be trusted, Moon Knight's going to come with a date announcement of March 30th. So we'll see real quick. We'll go around the horn real fast before we get into it. Mark, are you excited for Moon Knight?
Oh, very much so. Oscar Isaac for the win. Very excited to have him play that role. I'm a fan.
Dwayne, yeah, do you know anything about Moon Knight?
Actually, my son kind of gave me the little fill-in. Nothing like a 15-year-old to kind of give you the hot tips. He's extremely excited, so therefore I'm very excited as well.
Nothing like a 15-year-old to give you the scoop on somebody with multiple personalities, huh? How about you, Mike Ruby?
Oh, yeah. All in. Give me more. Bring it
Anthony,
on.
Anthony, I know you're stoked.
Yep. I'm excited. After seeing what we saw with Ethan Hawke, I want to see more of him.
Yes. Yeah, I get that. Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's keep going. Marvel Studios hasn't let us down yet.
Kevin, we're all in on Moon Knight, it sounds like.
Yep, excited, but it is not my top 2022 series for me. That is She-Hulk. That one I'm most excited for. But yeah, I mean, it's like saying the same thing. It's like all these, just you're so excited. It's like trying to pick a favorite. It's like they're all above the bar. It's just like, where do you just rank them? So yeah.
It's like saying I'm not excited for Kenobi just because Ahsoka's coming. Like,
exactly.
All right. Well, let's get into a little Marvel Family Feud. All right, gentlemen. Team Diz Live versus Team Discord. We'll go one-on-one, left side of the screen first. We'll start with Mark Valentine versus Kevin. And we have our first question. You each have your way of getting my attention. Okay. So then we will go from here. A few ground rules. We do have nobody allowing the comment section to be up on their screen. I do have a fast money section for the winning team as well, so you'll need to leave the stream for a little bit at that point as well. But we will get to that when we get to it. So no comments, no helping your team unless you're allowed to steal either. Kevin and Mark.
Okay.
Which non-Avengers MCU film is your favorite?
Wow.
Thor Ragnarok.
I did see Kevin's first.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
No. I mean, I did hear Mark's first. I'm sorry. So we're going to go with Mark. Mark did get it because Thor Ragnarok is number one, worth 18 points.
We'll play.
I'm going to designate Mark and Kevin as your team's scorekeeper as well.
Okay. We'll play.
Okay. You will play. Okay. Dwayne, favorite non-Avengers MCU film?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy is number 3, worth 13 points.
How many are there? Top how many answers?
8 answers are on the board. I apologize. Mike Ruby.
Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Number 5, worth 9 points. Mark Valentine.
I'm going to go out on a limb with this one and say Ant-Man.
Ant-Man is number 8, worth 5 points. And all these survey answers were filled out by the Diz Life community. Dwayne.
Iron Man.
What?
Iron Man is not in the top 8. Mike Ruby.
Spider-Man, No Way Home.
Number 2, worth 17 points. Mark.
I am going to say, oh man, I'm starting to run out of stuff now that I would pick. I'm going to say Spider-Man Far From Home.
That is a second strike. Dwayne, there are number 4, number 6, and number 7 still on the board.
Black Panther.
Nice. Good.
Number 7 worth 6 points.
I feel like we're really playing the field. Good answer. Good answer.
Mike.
So, how many do we have left on the board there?
There are 2 left, number 4 and number 6.
Captain America Civil War.
That is number 6 worth 8 points. There is 1 left on the board, number 4, Mark Valentine.
The number 4, I'm going to say not Avengers. Everything that I'm thinking of is an Avengers film. Guys, I'm so sorry.
5, 4, 3.
Thor. I'm just going to say Thor. I know it's not.
All right, Team Discord, you have the chance to steal 76 points from Team Diz Life. I will give you 15 seconds to talk amongst yourselves and to come with one answer. Go ahead and talk amongst yourselves.
I'm trying to think what's left. We've got Dr.
Strange.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah. What about
First Avenger, Captain America, First Avenger. Yeah. Dr. Strange, Captain Marvel.
7.
It could be the First Avenger.
Maybe Guardians 2.
2.
I don't think Guardians
2. I'd go first.
That was a shot in the dark.
All right. I need your final answer from Team Captain for this round is Kevin.
I'm going to go Captain America, the First Avenger.
The answer, number 4, left on the board, Shang-Chi and the Legend
Shang-Chi.
76 points to Team Diz Life.
Didn't even think about that.
I completely forgot everything that's already come out this year.
Yeah. It's like everything pre-Endgame. It's like, oh God, God.
Keep track of your 76 points, please.
I've got 76 points. Did either one of you guys on my panel like think Shang-Chi?
I didn't even think of it.
I didn't even think.
And I loved it.
Yeah. I did too.
All right. Next puzzle. Dwayne and Jim. Dwayne and Jim, get my attention the best way you possibly can. All right, there we go. All right, which male MCU hero is your favorite? Dwayne.
Iron Man.
Number 3, worth 14 points. Jim, can you top that?
Male MCU. Spider-Man.
Number 2. So, Team Discord, do you pass or do you play?
Play.
Play.
Top 8 answers are on the board. We have 2 of them. Peter Parker, worth 17 at number 2, and Tony Stark, worth 14 at number 3. Anthony.
Captain America. Steve Rogers.
22 points, number 1 answer.
Yeah.
Kevin.
4.
Number 4, worth 10 points. Sorry, I owed you that one. Jim.
Nick Fury.
No Nick Fury. Anthony.
Black Panther.
T'Challa, number 5. Kevin.
Scott. No, Bruce Banner.
Wow.
No Hulk. No love for the Hulk.
No love.
Jim, two strikes, one strike left. 72 points earned so far. If not, Team DizLife gets the chance to steal.
Five. Star-Lord.
Four. Peter Quill, number eight, worth 6 points.
How many do we have left?
You have two left, number six and number seven.
I got to go Scott Lang, Ant-Man.
Amazingly not, he is not on there. Number six and number seven on the board. Team DizLife, you have just a couple of seconds to talk amongst yourselves.
All right, guys.
To tell have me. Dwayne the Stephen team Strange. Captain.
Dr. Strange?
Dr. Strange.
Or Shang-Chi.
Or Shang-Chi.
There are 80 points up for stealing at the moment.
Which one you want? I like them both. Which one do you guys want?
I'm going to roll with Shang-Chi.
All right. Let's not make the same mistake. Shang-Chi.
Stephen Strange, number six.
Wow.
Worth 8 points.
Is Bucky
and
on there?
Sam Wilson worth Sam seven. Wilson. So what apologies Sam? To Kara and to Jalen and to Maya, the fact that Bucky Barnes was not on there. Steve Rogers, Peter Parker, Tony Stark, Thor, T'Challa, Stephen Strange, Sam Wilson, and Peter Quill. Everything that got at least two votes is included in these surveys. Not everything could be included because several were, with the amount of responses we got, several got one vote that just didn't get to be included.
How many points was that, Brian?
That was 80 points. So it is currently 80 to 76.
Okay.
In favor of Team Discord.
This is amazing. Right. This is amazing. We do this every month.
All right, we do have, we got Mike Ruby with his jingle bells, and we got the worthy Anthony with his hammer. Okay, gentlemen, which MCU character would win gold in an Olympic decathlon? Mike Ruby.
Captain America.
That is the number one answer worth 30 points. So Team DizLife, pass or play.
How many are on the board?
There are seven on the board. That is the worst part of my job. I can't remember to do that.
Let's play, guys.
Let's play it. Yeah, we're in.
Anybody ever pass? You'd lame if you pass. Like, I'm going to be honest. So we got to actually, we're kind of ignoring the, Kara showed up just in time for her apology about Bucky Barnes not being there. I apologize to the audience that it's hard to run comments and the survey answers all at the same time, but thank you so much for coming. Please let us know if you're enjoying the stream, share the stream, give us a like, all that kind of stuff. Mark Valentine, which MCU character would win Olympic gold in a decathlon?
T'Challa, Black Panther. He is fit.
Number three, worth 18 points. Dwayne.
I'm going to go with Thor.
Number two, worth 22 points. Four, five, six, and seven are on the board. Mike.
Decathlon, right?
It's decathlon.
Decathlon. I'm gonna roll with the Winter Soldier.
There's Bucky Barnes. He's number six, worth 6 points on the board. Mark Valentine.
Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
No, get Peter Parker.
Down. Those skills.
Dwayne.
Let's go with the Hulk.
No Bruce Banner, no Hulk on the board. Number four, number five, and number seven still remaining. Mike Ruby.
We got three left.
Three left.
Three left in the decathlon.
Marvel character, right?
Yeah. Well, we know he'll win one of the ten. Let's go with Hawkeye.
Incorrect. So there are, I'm bad at this, 30 plus 22 plus 18 plus 60. 76 points again on the board. So talk amongst yourselves, Team Discord, for just a minute. You have three. You only have to get one of the three to steal all 76 points.
Makari or Icarus?
I don't think they would pick it. I could see Sam Wilson.
For decathlon? I mean, yeah.
Seven.
I can see that. Six. I don't know. I feel like a superpowered being.
Go for an it. Earth. You're the team captain.
Three.
You're gonna let us down.
Danvers.
Okay, I need a final answer from team captain. This round is Anthony.
Oh, that's you, Anthony.
So I have to be the one. It's Mike. You were the first. You were the one that played the puzzle.
Oh, so what? I don't know. I think I should go with what Jim said. Say Carol Danvers
for the steal.
Nice.
Decathlon number one. Steve Rogers, Thor. T'Challa. Makkari is number three.
Steve Makkari.
Carol Danvers at number five. Bucky Barnes at number six. Luis. And the fact that two people said Luis.
That's awesome.
Kevin, award your team another 76 points. Back to the beginning. We are going back to Mark Valentine and Kevin. What
I'm gonna add a sound effect this time.
What would Steve Rogers have in his glove compartment?
Wow.
Kevin.
Gloves.
Number six.
A picture of Peggy.
Number one, Team DizLife, you have the board. I'm assuming you want to play. Top seven answers are on the board.
We're going to play.
Dwayne, what would Steve Rogers have in his glove compartment? Number one, worth 43 points, is a picture of Peggy Carter.
Yeah.
Picture of Sharon Carter is not on the board. And also, protection in quotations is also not on the board. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Look, a shield doesn't fit in there, so you know.
No, it does not. Dwayne.
How about his mask?
Mike.
Let's go old fashioned. The
comments are loving the fact that Luis is part of the Olympic decathlon, let me just say.
Yeah, well, you know, that guy's got long distance running written all over him. I'm gonna go with I don't know what they would use as the correct word here. So the pressure gauge, the little thing you put in your tire.
Oh, I like that. Unfortunately, not there.
Who doesn't have that in their glove box? He's a practical man.
All right, so I don't know if this works or not, guys, but I'm gonna go counter. Like, if the glove compartment's in the Quinjet, I'm gonna say shield because I feel like people would pick that. Because it's his signature item.
Not on the board. 48 points up for grabs, Team Discord. I see one of the five remaining answers.
His notebook that he wrote things in.
Good call.
Soldier. Oh, nice, nice.
Good call. Yeah, he seems like a lawful person, so vehicle registration.
I was going to say like an old, like an atlas, like a paper map.
Or a map. That's true. I don't know. I think the notebook.
I agree with the notebook.
Okay, so I'm team captain, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So as team captain, his notebook from Winter Soldier.
That is the number two answer on the board. 48 points to Team Discord. Photo of Peggy, number one. Notebook, number two. A roadmap or atlas, number three. A compass is number four. The AARP card was number five. Driving gloves was number six.
And the inhaler.
That inhaler. Yeah, Luis needs the inhaler.
Yeah. So the fact that
second two people,
kind of
same two people.
Yeah, it probably was the same two people. Absolutely. All right, next one. Jim and Dwayne, are you ready?
Yes.
Which female MCU hero is your favorite? I actually heard Jim that time first.
Wanda Maximoff.
Wanda Maximoff's number two, worth 33 points. Dwayne, can you top the second answer?
Black Widow.
That is the number one answer, worth 37 points. Team DizLife. Pass or play?
No, let's play it, man. Come on. Let's play the game.
All right. Mike Ruby, there are six answers total, four remaining. Top six answers are on the board. Number one and number two are gone.
Captain Marvel.
Carol Danvers, number three, worth 11 points.
Number three is only 11 points. Wow.
Gamora.
Gamora did not get any answers. I was surprised.
Come on.
Well, she might have gotten one, but she didn't qualify for this puzzle.
Not
cool. Dwayne.
Not cool.
How about some recency bias? How about Kate Bishop?
Kate Bishop, number 5, 6 points. Mike.
Well played. Ooh.
5 seconds.
I just can't think of her darn name.
If I know who you're talking about, I will accept it.
The main Eternal.
Cersei is not on the board.
Yelena Belova.
That's what I was.
Number 4. Mark keeping it alive. There is one answer left, Dwayne.
It's superhero? Just superhero?
Favorite female MCU hero. So however people define that, I guess. You have 94 of the possible 98 points already available. So.
Oof.
Dwayne, you have 5 seconds.
Let's say Peggy Carter.
Unfortunately, that is not the answer.
All right, all right.
Team Discord. You have 15 seconds to talk amongst yourselves to provide answer number 6 of 6.
Either Okoye or Shuri.
I was going to say Shuri.
I was going to say Shuri, but then since people voted for Makari in the other one, I feel like amongst the all the drama behind Shuri. So I'd say Makari or Shuri, but if you guys think Shuri, that's fine.
Jim, you're team captain this time, but I would say Shuri. That's what I was thinking for this one. So.
2 out of 3 is the majority. Shuri.
Number 6 of female hero is Valkyrie.
Oh,
wow. Valkyrie. That's tough.
So that is 94 points to Team Diz Life. Kevin, where does Team Discord stand on points?
Math. I got to do math. we are at
numbers.
204.
204.
170.
204 to 170 in favor of Team Discord at the moment with 2 puzzles left. Like I said, I did fast money as well, and the winning team gets to participate. Okay, where do we stand? I think Mike, Ruby, and Anthony, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Are you both ready?
Yep.
What individual Marvel character are you most excited to see make their MCU debut? Mike.
Fantastic Four.
Individual Marvel character.
Individual Marvel character. do I still have the controller, or has he stolen it with his crack-a-lackin?
You have control.
Moon Knight.
Not on the board. Anthony.
Wow. I'm going to say She-Hulk.
Jennifer Walters is the number one answer. Team Discord, pass or play.
Play.
All right, Kevin, what individual Marvel character are you most excited to see make their MCU debut?
And how many are on the board?
There are 8. Top 8 are on the board.
Reed Richards.
Reed Richards is not on there. Jim Sparks.
Well, there goes my answer. America Chavez.
Number 7, worth 5 points. Anthony.
Can we say Kang, or are we saying that He Who Remains is...
He Who Remains. So I will say this one has a few that I had to disqualify because they are still part of the MCU, people like Agatha Harkness. This is everybody... Or no, that has not already made their debut. Sorry, the MCU.
Okay, all right. I'm going to say Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel.
Kamala Khan is number 5, worth 9 points. I can't believe she got 9 and Moon Knight got none. But
that's weird.
Regardless, back to you, Kevin.
Mephisto. Dang it!
Good answer.
I like the answer though, man.
Yeah, I like it.
That was I thought that was it.
Jim, 2 strikes on the board.
Deadpool.
Number 3, worth 15 points. Anthony.
Individual. Character.
Number two, number four, number six, and number eight are on the board still. This is why I'm glad you guys do not have the comments up, because our
I have to speculate. I'm gonna go Miles Morales. I'm gonna speculate.
Ooh, yes. I like that one.
I like that.
Team Diz Life, you have the ability to steal 52 points.
Guys, Daredevil. Daredevil.
Daredevil's a goodie. I was gonna say
what about Blade?
On there.
What individual Marvel character are you most excited to see make their MCU debut? And I will say this was posted after Spider-Man No Way Home was released.
Yeah, so what about Blade?
Daredevil, Blade.
I
like them both.
What about somebody like one of the X-Men?
I don't know. I don't know if you want to take
Professor
a shot on
X
that.
Or Wolverine.
Yeah,
I like Blade, guys.
I think Blade too.
All right, I'll support it. Blade, right? Mike, it's Mike Rubin.
Oh.
These people have no taste.
Don't listen to him, audience. Thank you so much for filling out the survey.
You're wonderful. You're all amazing.
You're amazing.
Jennifer Walters, number one. Wolverine, number two. Oh. Deadpool, number three. Ghost Rider coming strong at number four. Kamala Khan at five. Dr. Doom at six. Dr. Doom really the only... Well, that's, I guess, not true. Silver. Because America Chavez and Silver Surfer. No Reed Richards, no Ben Grimm, no Sue Storm, no Johnny Storm. So
Ghost Rider's said Wolverine already too, though.
Yeah.
Has he though?
I mean, I like to count Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You and at least one other person in our audience.
See that?
All right. So that was 52 points to Team Discord. All right. This one.
Are we playing for double points?
Yes. This one's
working. We need this one to win.
That'll work.
Give us an actual chance.
It'll work. But yeah, that'll work.
Wow.
Double points. Triple points.
Is it my turn now?
All right. It is, yes. Mike? So you, each of your teams, since this is the last puzzle, each of you can determine who you want to be your team captain.
I say we go either Mark or Mike, one of you two. It's not me.
Just not fine, Kevin, if you want to do it.
Kevin.
Sure.
Go ahead, Mike. Quick on the draw.
You can take it if you want, Mark.
Go ahead, man.
You just want the bells. Bring on the bells.
All right. This is the final puzzle for the round. If you could bring back any MCU villain, who would it be? Kevin.
Ultron.
Amazingly enough, Ultron, not only correct, it is the number one answer.
Oh,
worth 21 points. Pass or play, Team Discord?
Play.
Jim, if you could bring back any MCU villain, who would it be?
Eric Killmonger.
Number two, worth 19 points. And again, there were several answers that I did not count. People like Agatha Harkness because she hasn't been removed from the MCU. These people have all been removed from the MCU. Anthony.
Thanos.
Number three.
How many answers are there, Brian?
I guess I counted one that may not be officially removed from the MCU, but there are seven answers.
Seven answers. Obadiah Stane from Iron Man 1.
Deep cut.
He's not here anymore.
And respect.
He's not here anymore.
All right. Jim.
Aldrich Killian.
Ooh.
Ooh. No.
Advanced Idea Mechanics not getting the love. Nor is the fake Mandarin.
Kingpin.
Ooh.
Oh, don't do it. Don't. Oh, come on.
All right, we got four answers.
This is life. You've got four answers to steal and win.
What about Dormammu?
No, I don't think Dormammu would make it. I don't think so.
You didn't think Wolverine was going to make it either. Just saying.
Well, we didn't say Wolverine. Didn't we just say X-Men?
No.
Yeah, we did.
Well, he said Wolverine.
It's okay.
I don't know if Loki still counts. He's gone, but not gone.
So I would like Hela to come back. She would be hella cool to see again.
Hela is hella cool. What? Throw out a couple other villains here, guys. And then we got to pick something.
5 seconds.
I mean, I would
out of those, I'd say Loki, I guess. If not Dormammu.
I need an answer from official team captain Mike Ruby.
It's me.
Yeah.
Let's go with Hela.
Hela is number four.
Out the big one.
Ultron number one, Killmonger number two, Thanos number three, Hela number four, Red Skull number five, Wenwu number six, and Justin Hammer at number seven.
So that was double?
That was double, worth 112 points. So by my calculation, Team DizLife has 282.
Oh,
yes.
And Team Discord has 256. Team DizLife are the winners.
That was hella crazy.
You took it from me again, Mark.
And that was the only, again. Mark had the only answer that was right of all of ours that we guessed.
That was hella intense.
It was a hella good guess.
Should we go with the fast money rounds of everybody, or should we do a full blown fast money round?
No, let's play everybody.
We'll just keep going then. We got five more puzzles and we'll just keep going.
All right.
That'll work. So you two keep track of your points. We're going to go, we'll stick with the double until the final two questions. We'll go triple just for fun. All right.
Who's up?
It is, well, now that's
screwed. We screwed it up.
Yeah, that's all right. Let's go back to Mark. Mark and Kevin.
Great.
Wow.
Which single MCU film would you like to see adapted as a Broadway musical?
Wow.
Mark Valentine.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Be more specific.
First Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1. Yeah. Number one answer. Pass or play?
We're playing. The music would be off the chain.
Dwayne, there are five answers on the board.
All right. Well, let's go with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
I can see why you said that, because I made him be more specific.
Why not? I mean,
you sit on a throne of lies.
You missed Ruby.
Black Panther.
Number three, 12 points. I do not have images for these ones because they were the fast money rounds, so sorry. But the top five answers on the board, number two, number four, number five, still available. Mark.
Does Rogers the Musical count, or did we not count that?
Rogers the Musical does not count.
Okay.
Not as part of this, at least. Which MCU film would you like to see adapted as a Broadway musical?
Then I would like to see Ant-Man, the first Ant-Man adapted as a musical.
Two strikes.
Paul Rudd would be amazing.
Back to you, Dwayne. Two strikes on the board.
Let's do Iron Man.
Number five, worth 3 points.
This is hard.
Mike, two left. Yeah. Number two and number four.
Ooh. I like what you did there. Let's go bold. Ragnarok.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes! That is the number two answer worth 30 points. That's a great one.
And now I have no idea.
Back to you, Mark.
That was a perfect answer.
Yeah. God, Captain America, the first Captain America.
Back to Team Discord. You have the ability to steal 91 points.
I would say Shang-Chi.
I was going to say Avengers. Doctor Strange.
It might have to be Avengers just because of what was.
I apologize. You have the chance to steal 182 points because it's double.
Yeah, I would.
I was thinking Avengers, but
that's fine by me.
Yeah, Avengers sounds good.
Great. We're going with Avengers, Brian.
182 points to Team Discord. Mark, you were close with Rogers the Musical. Figured I'd throw that out there. All right. We'll move on to the next round. We got Jim and Dwayne. Jim and Dwayne, if Tony Stark had a lightsaber, what color would it be? Jim.
Yellow.
Gold or yellow is the number one answer worth 63 points. Pass or play?
We are going to play.
Anthony.
Red.
Top four answers are on the board. Red is number two because apparently he'd be on the dark side. Kevin.
A white or silver one.
That'd be awesome, but unfortunately not.
That would be awesome.
Jim.
Since he made the suit, since he made Pepper's suit purple, I'm going to say purple.
Anthony, two strikes on the board. Two answers left, number three and number four.
I'm going to say blue.
Arc reactor blue, number three. Worth 14 points. One on the board left. Kevin, goes to you or it goes to Team Dislife. Jalen says, let's go Discord.
Thanks, Jalen. I would say if people were thinking just in the Star Wars world, green.
Team Dislife, you have the ability to steal 63 plus 15 plus 15.
Orange, guys, orange.
184 points.
I'm trying to think.
Kind of all that's left.
All that's left, right? I mean, yeah. Let's go with orange.
How do you feel about that, Dwayne? Yes.
Sorry. It sounded like the official answer.
It is.
Orange is a blend of the red and the yellow, I would say. Orange was the correct answer. Anthony and Mike, three puzzles to go.
What if we get on that?
What? Oh, 184.
Okay.
All remaining puzzles worth triple because it's fun. Mike and Anthony, which MCU character would best replace me as the game show host? Mike.
Justin Hammer.
I love that answer so much.
Anthony, is that you?
Unfortunately, not on the board.
You know this.
I'm just saying,
I don't speak Russian.
What was your answer?
Tony Stark.
Tony Stark is the number one answer, worth 40 points. Pass or play?
Reply.
All right, Kevin.
How many answers?
Top four answers are on the board. Number one was Tony Stark.
Number two, or my guess would be Scott Lang.
Number three. I will say, number two shocked me. One, two more on the board. Number two and number four. Jim.
Luis.
No, I wish.
That good is- enough to run a decathlon, not good enough to
host, can't host this show.
I'm gonna say Loki.
Number two, number four still available. Kevin.
I'm going to go to T'Challa.
Team Dislife. There are 153 points available to steal. I need the answer to either number two or number four.
Guys, Bruce Thor?
Banner. It's Bruce Banner.
Super charismatic. Thor. It's a game. It's got to be Thor.
Star-Lord.
Think so?
I don't know.
Think it's Thor.
Rocket? I'll go. You pulled hell out. So
I really think Thor would, because 10. He's good looking. Thor. Thor, final answer.
Your final answer is Thor. 153 points goes to Team Discord. Number two, Vision.
Seven points.
Just three less than Tony Stark. And number four, I love it, the Grandmaster.
Oh, I would have never picked the Grandmaster.
He would not be good on TV. He's too robotic.
150. What was it? 150 what, Brian?
153. Two left. And I believe we are back to Mark and Kevin.
Yeah.
Wow. Mark and Kevin. What MCU character would make the best football coach?
Wow.
Mark.
Steve Rogers.
Steve Rogers is the number two answer. Kevin, you have the ability to top it.
Let's go with Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner is on the board. However, that is giving more points to Team Dislife because he is number three.
We'll play.
Dwayne, what MCU character would make the best football coach?
Tony Stark.
Tony Stark is not on the board. Mike Ruby.
How many more do we have up there?
Their top five are on the board. Two and three are taken.
All right, so we have two out of five.
So Nick one, Fury. Four, and five. What was the answer?
Nick Fury, sir.
I like it.
Nick Fury is number one, 41
good
points.
Good answer.
Mark.
Football coach, Stephen Strange. He knows the place. He knows everything that's going to happen.
I like it. Unfortunately, not on the board.
And if the play gets screwed up, you can rewind it.
There are two strikes. Dwayne, over to you.
Black Panther.
Team Discord, you have the ability to steal 267 points.
I'm thinking Clint. I don't know why.
What about Quill?
Nine.
Peter Quill.
Seven.
I could see Peter Quill.
A little bit of a Lane Kiffin thing going on.
Yeah.
This just means he's going to get fired.
Kevin, I need an official answer.
Sure. We'll go Peter Quill, Star-Lord.
267 points to Team Diz Life. The remaining answer is number four, John Walker. And number five, Drax.
What? What?
You wouldn't be able to see Drax. He'd be standing still for too long.
All right. We are to our final puzzle for the night. And that is going to Jim and Dwayne. And I don't even know the points anymore. It's just fun. Jim and Dwayne, are you ready?
Yes. Yep.
What MCU character would fit in a Star Wars film best without changing a thing about him? Jim.
Drax.
Can you say the question again?
What MCU character would fit in a Star Wars film best without changing anything about them?
Doctor Strange.
Anthony.
Rocket.
Rocket is number four. No, number three. I apologize. Number three. Mike, you do have a chance to top it.
Groot
is the number one answer at 37. Pass or play, Team Groot. Diz Life. Mark?
You want to play, guys?
Let's play it. What's
you
the harm?
Have to
We're
guess
supposed
it
to be
again,
the Star Wars podcasters, Mark. It's kind of our thing.
We are.
The two of you are.
The worlds are colliding.
Sure.
The two of you.
I guess, how many answers are on the board?
Seven.
All right, let's play.
Holy moly.
Wow.
Let's do it. Let's
No. We're passing. We're passing. That answer, we're passing.
You still have to guess one. You can spend the whole time thinking about it.
I'll take those odds.
What do you mean? Wait.
Yeah, he got
to guess one. I got it. We got to pick.
Yeah. Do you want to pass or do you want
to
play? You said
no, you still have to guess one to steal from them if they get three strikes. Yeah. You still have to get one to get
the
Oh. I see what you did there.
What
pass do you think, Mark? You want to pay? Mark, Dwayne, do we
pass.
Want to pass or do we want to play?
We're going to pass. I like our chances with getting one versus getting seven.
You guys are the Star right. Wars guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, and we're gonna sit back and bring in our expertise if we need to.
Never
we're,
tell we're me pass. The odds.
Yeah. Kevin, it is to you.
Morris.
Great answer. I love
not
it.
Allowing like a strike, but it's not on the board. Jim.
That was wonderful, though.
Repeat the question one more time.
Okay. Judge's ruling. Morris does not count as a strike, even though it's not.
No.
It goes to Jim. Which MCU character would fit best in a Star Wars film without changing anything about them?
Vision.
Wow, what?
Anthony.
Nebula.
I'm sorry. Gosh. I thought this was a fun
these
question.
People seen Star Wars?
Yeah, like
if someone guesses Luis, I'm leaving.
And with two responses, Luis.
Carol. No, a scroll. Does that count? Scrolls.
I will accept Talos number six.
Whew.
He's worth three.
That was awesome.
That Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. Ronan the Accuser.
Team Diz Life. It is time to put your expertise to use to guess either number two, number four, number five, or number
six. Guys,
allow me to introduce myself. My name is Cork. I'm kind of like the leader in here.
I love that.
I mean, you had me at hello.
Cork, we will die on that rock hill.
180 points to Team Discord.
Wow. Wow. Star Wars.
Number two, Star Wars. Peter Quill.
What?
No.
Number four, Gamora. Number five, Thanos. And number seven, my personal favorite, Eitri.
I'm going to go and cry. Mm. How does Korg not make the Star Wars
game? And, but Eitri does.
Eitri does.
Or Eitri, Meek, Doug. I mean.
Yeah.
Dale the Baskin-Robbins guy.
Yeah.
Kevin, can I give you just a minute to tally up your points and yes. Mark tally up your points?
I'm ready whenever you are.
They beat us.
Team Discord.
Team Discord had 771 points.
Mm. Team Dislife.
733.
Oh, not bad.
We were winning at halftime.
You were winning.
We won the first half. That's where I put the money.
We didn't want to extend the game, Brian. I made the wrong decision. We should have played pass money. Yeah.
Well, that was MCU Family Feud with Babu's freaking podcast and Team Diz Life up on the top. Mark, Dwayne, and Mike, thank you so much for joining us. Team Discord with 771 points. Kevin, Jim, and Anthony, thank you so much for joining Earth's Mightiest Weirdos. Anything from Diz Life that needs to be plugged, Mark Valentine?
So this week we have an episode that's coming out. We drop the episodes on like Tuesday afternoon so that they populate by Wednesday. But we are doing our top favorite Disney desserts. It is a sweet episode.
That was awesome.
Mike Ruby, tell us about Babu's freaking podcast.
Yep. So we are right in the middle of the first season. We hope it's only the first season of The Book of Boba Fett. So join us Sunday night on Facebook and YouTube. We will be talking about the fourth episode of The Book of Boba Fett. We'll be going through Easter eggs. We'll be talking about whatever cool happens. We're only a day and a half away. And then we'll have a secondary topic. I'm sure we'll pick out something fun. If you missed this week, we talked about the influence of episode 2, Attack of the Clones, on all of the series that have followed. So come check us out. We're having a good time.
Hello there.
David Rosen wins best comment for who belongs in the Star Wars universe the most. So the answer of Nick Fury, even though he was not on the board. I feel like that's probably the best answer out there. Kevin, anything you need to plug?
Nope.
Anthony.
Bobby's freaking podcast. This Diz Life, Earth's Mightiest Weirdos, United We Fan, Comics and Cinema, Sports Porch. Catch it while you can, guys.
Yep.
Jim,
you know what Anthony said.
Like Anthony mentioned, co-host of Sports Porch, my two buddies, Clark and Rico. We will be going on an indefinite pause here pretty soon. So there are three more episodes left before we may or may not come back. Not quite sure yet. But you can check us over on Twitter at Sports Porchcast, on iTunes and SoundCloud. There's a bunch of three idiots talking about Southeast sports and who hate the Georgia Bulldogs.
You just don't know how to talk about an Atlanta Braves team that actually wins it all. That's what it is.
an Atlanta team. Gotta make
just an Atlanta team in general.
We still have the Falcons. We still have the Hawks. They have a they're still in it. But
all right.
The walk-off.
Thank you, everybody, so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. For the children.